The first ever criminal trial of a former president begins this week. I'm former U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, and this week, legal expert Ricky Kleeman joins me on my podcast, Stay Tuned with Preet. We talk about jury selection, the latest trial developments, and legal strategy.
From the defense point of view, for Donald Trump to be signing checks for Michael Cohen, it would have been something usual because Michael Cohen was working for the Trumps.
The episode is out now. Search and follow Stay Tuned with Preet wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of We Got Next here on the MMA Fighting Podcasting Network. I am Mike Heck. Thank you for joining us this week. We got two great interviews heading your way with a fighter who has a big fight on the horizon and another coming off of a huge win less than 2 weeks ago. So another bit of a shorter show, but I have a feeling that next week will be a different story. So stay tuned for that. But obviously a lot going on this week, and as always, but especially this week, in the world of mixed martial arts. This program drops in the early morning hours of Thursday, 2 days before UFC 272, which is going down this Saturday in Las Vegas, headlined by Colby Covington versus Jorge Masvidal. And this card, like most, we've had some shuffles of the deck, if you will. Co-main event, we're supposed to see Rafael Dos Anjos versus the surging Rafael Fiziev in a 5-round co-main event. Fiziev, as you found out on the MMA Hour, tested positive for COVID. He is out of the fight. But Renato Moicano looks to be stepping in. Still 5 rounds. Big fight for Renato Moicano against the former champion Rafael Dos Anjos. And it'll be at a catch weight at 160 pounds. So great fight. Some people were groaning about it. How could you groan about that fight? I don't get it. I love that fight. I think it's very interesting. Renato Moicano has been on a roll. I feel like he's one of the more underrated guys at 155 pounds, coming off a big win over Alexander Hernandez, just ran through him, and now he gets a big opportunity, gets the kind of fight that he wants. So I love it. I think it's a great substitution, and we're going to get 2 5-round non-title fights, and I love both of them equally, if we're being honest. I mean, coming to Masvidal has much more heat on it, but from a competitive standpoint, really enjoy both fights on paper. We had the media day yesterday. Jose Young's in the house in Las Vegas. We got the press conference going down later on today. As this is released, we have a live edition of BTL going down on Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern on the MMA Fighting YouTube channel. It'll be on this network as well after the fact, and we'll get you ready for UFC 272, everything going on in the world of mixed martial arts. We get the weigh-in show on Friday. That'll start a little before noon Eastern time. We get the ceremonial weigh-ins later on. And then we'll have a live preview show Friday, late afternoon, early evening-ish, after the ceremonial weigh-in. So a little different timing, but it'll be fun going a little bit later because we'll react to what happened at the ceremonial weigh-ins. I'm sure things will get a little dicey between Covington and Masvidal in that final face-off. And then on Saturday, we'll have the People's Pre-Fight Show 45 minutes before the first fight of the card. I'm not going to say a time because why would I do that? The world of MMA is so chaotic. Maybe all these fights won't stay intact, so I don't want to make a promise, but I will say 45 minutes before the first fight, whenever that happens. Then we'll have the live press conference feed after the event, after Covington and Masvidal do the damn thing. We'll have a live post-fight show immediately following that, so it's going to be a late one on Saturday. And then AK and I are going to get a couple hours of sleep, and then we'll be back Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, with a live edition of On to the Next One to do some matchmaking with all of you on the YouTube channel following the event. So a lot to look forward to this week on MMAfighting.com. So buckle up and get ready because no one does fight weeks like we do. So let's run down the lineup. We'll get right into this show. We're going to wrap things up with David Onama, who picked up a huge win over Gabriel Benitez, a nasty first-round knockout at UFC Vegas 48 around 12 days ago, doing the math right. Gets a bonus, first one in the UFC, a percentage of Benitez's purse because he missed weight. And apparently, he caught the attention of Dana White, so much so that he was sent to the hospital after the fight with Benitez. But before he went to the hospital, he was summoned to Dana White's office, which he'll talk about that conversation in a little bit. But we're going to take a short break. When we come back, no more commercials. We're going to get right after it, nonstop. We'll kick things off with a very exciting fighter, Dana Batgari from Mongolia. He's got 3 wins in a row in the UFC's bantamweight division, 3 first-round knockouts in a row, and he has his toughest test to date coming up at the end of the month. He'll face Chris Gutierrez at UFC Columbus on March 26th. This was not his original opponent, but still a really good fight between two guys that, in my opinion, are not getting the respect they deserve in this loaded division. So when we return, Dana Batgari will join us for the very first time on We Got Next. Thanks for listening, everybody. Let us say hello to Dana Batgari. He is back in action March 26th at UFC Columbus, taking on Chris Gutierrez. Should be a good one at 135 pounds. Happy to be joined by Dana and his translator, Toby. Gentlemen, thank you for the time. How are you today?
He says, good morning, thank you. I feel great. Just, you know, waiting till the 26th of March and, you know, looking forward to a great fight.
Well, let's get right into this, Dana, because you were originally supposed to face Montel Jackson at this event, and there's been obviously a lot of hype around Montel for a long time now. When did you find out that he was out of the fight, and how did you react to that?
Montel Jackson хоёр тулдах ёстой байсан. Тэгээ Montel Jackson-гийн арт ер нь нэлээд дэмжигчтэй, ихтэй хайп, ихтэй тулаач байсан. Тэгээд таар одоо тулдахаа бэлдсэн тулаан cancel-даад чи хизээ тэр бэлдсэн гэсний мэдсэн бэ? Тэгээд чиний анхны реакц чи юу байсан бэ гинэ?
Би 7 хоногийн өмнө нь одоо бэлдсэн гэдэг нь мэдсэн. Тэгээд оронд нь өөр тамирч оролт болохоор болсон байна.
He says he found out roughly like a week ago, and you know, business as usual for him. You know, his new opponent is Chris Gutierrez, who's a pretty a good opponent as well. So business as usual. He's looking forward to the fight.
We're all aware of how deep this bantamweight division is, Dana, and we see a lot of these guys in this division have a lot of excitement behind them. You lost your UFC debut, but since then, 3 straight first-round knockouts. You just got a bonus in your last fight. But I feel like you're not getting the attention you deserve, if we're being honest or not. Do you feel the same way, especially after what you've done in these last 3 fights?
Division, talented. Хожигдоод тэгтээ дараагийн 3 тулаанда 1-р раунд нокаутор хоцсон. Тэгээ чиний бодлоор ер нь хүмүүс чиний чамайг тийм хайптаж болж гинөө юу гэж бодож ингэнэ. 3 дараалал нокаутын дараа.
Ер нь бол манай жим бол маш өрсөлдөө ихтэй бас гоё болж байгаа. Тэгээ би ч гэсэн үүнд бол одоо сайхан орж одоо сайн тамирчтай тоглолтоомар байгаа. Өрсөлдөөн дөр найл болохоор да орохыг хүсэж байгаа.
Mm-hmm. He says, you know, at his camp Jackson Wink, there are great athletes, great training partners there, and you know, thanks to them, he's been putting in the work, and you know, he's looking forward to, you know, moving up in the ranks and you know, doing his business on the bright lights.
But do you feel like fans, maybe us in the media, that we're not giving you enough respect based on these performances?
Одоо медиа болон одоо фанууд одоо чиний үзүүлбэрүүдээс үзүүлбэрүүдэн дараа чад тийм Respect өгч гинөө гэж мэдрэмж чам байна уу эсвэл жоон респект өгөхгүй байна гэж бодсон гэж гинөө гэж таа.
Мэн респект л ер нь өгдөг гэдэг маш сайн өгдөг. Төлөгч хүмүүс бол банк дэмжиж байгаа инстаграмаар болон тэг янз бүрийн ямар бас бичдэг. Тэг ер нь их дэмждэг. Тэг янз бүрийн зураг морог бас өнөөдөр ашиглаа явуулдаг ч юм уу те.
Аа.
Маш гоё өгдөг. Сайн дэмждэг.
Yeah, now he feels it. He, you know, definitely feels the love from the fans. You know, he gets, you know, great support and messages on Instagram. You know, so he definitely feels, you know, that he's, you know, well respected. You know, he's well respected among his, you know, his colleagues as well as the fans.
Fair enough. I personally feel like you're not getting the respect you deserve. I feel like you should be getting pushed more. Although I like this fight, you're fighting Chris Gutierrez, who. He's another guy that I feel is kind of flying under the radar, unbeaten in his last six. A lot of people thought he beat Cody Durden in that fight that was scored a draw. What are your thoughts on what Chris has done recently? Have you been impressed with how he's performed in the octagon?
Чиний одоо өрсөлдөж байгаа тамирчин Chris Gutierrez бас яг ер нь бол тийм их одоо медиа болон US нэг respect авдаггүй юм шиг сүүлийн 6 тоглолт дээр 5 ялч 1 хожигдсан байна. Ер нь тэрний тэр тамирчны талаар юу гэж боддог вэ? Чиний бодлоор.
Тэр тамирчин сая тоглохоор болоод тэгээд ерөөд өвчлөмжлэн үзээ судалж эхэлж байгаа. Тэрнээс үл нэг тийм сайн мэдхгүй. А тэгээд UFC-д 6 тоглож сүүлийн 6 нь одоо үгдний ял тоглосон байлээ. Одоо тэгээд тэрийг зогсооно.
Yeah, now he said, you know, once he signed the bout, you know, he kind of found out who he was, you know, what his track record was. You know, he's aware that, you know, he's been putting some great performances in the octagon and, you know, he's looking forward to putting a stop on his win streaks.
How do you like the matchup stylistically? Obviously, his MO is he's got incredible leg kicks. Those have been the difference makers in his last several fights. What else stands out to you about the matchup from a stylistic perspective?
Ер нь стилээр таар таархад чиний бодлоор ямар санагддаг вэ? Цаад чи ер нь бол одооний стил нь ер нь их хүшигдэх дуртай. Тэрнээс гадна ер нь бол стил матч ап одоо таарын хоорондоо яг стилээр таарахаар ер нь чамд ямар санагддаг вэ?
Өнөөдөр бас таалагдаж байгаа. Стил нь тэ хөлөө төлхөө явдаг. Тэгэл дөрүүлэнэд одоо өдөрмөч гар хөлгөө усаа ажиллаа сайтай янз бүрийн юм хийдэг. Тоглолт нь бол их таалагдаж байгаа. Тэгээ сайхан гой тоглолт болох байх аа. Галгарсан цагаан болон гарах байх.
Yeah, now he says he likes the way he fights, you know. He uses all four limbs, throws unique strikes, aggressive strikes, and he's looking forward to putting on a great show for the fans.
You mentioned being in Albuquerque, training at Jackson Wink, working with the likes of Holly Holm, Michelle Watterson, who was actually supposed to be on the same card with you, but now her fight with Amanda Ribas is getting pushed back, and other great fighters that train there. How much has their experience, in particular Holly, Michelle, and some of these other veterans of the UFC, veterans of the game, how much has their experience and their wisdom helped you along the way?
Одоо чи одоо Jackson Wink дээр юу их туршлагатай тамирчид байдгаа одоо Holly Holm, Michelle Watterson эднэр байдаг. Тэгээд тэднэрийн ер нь туршлага ер нь чамд хэрэг нөлөө үзүүлсэн бэ? Хэрэг туссан бэ гинэ?
Нөлөө үзүүлгүй хууль Jackson Wink бол багаараа маш сайн ажиллаж байгаа. Ха багш нарч тэр тамирчид тэр бэлтгэл ханд тамирчид бас маш сайтай. Тэг маш сайн нөлөө үзүүлж байгаа. Тэг их баяртай байна.
Yeah, now he's very happy, you know, their experiences has helped them a great deal. You know, at Jackson Wink, you know, overall everybody, right? His all the athletes, all the fighters there, from the fighters to the coaches, you know, they work as a great team, a unit. And, you know, it has helped them greatly.
I saw that there was a bunch of snow in Albuquerque, and I saw a video of you sledding down the hills in the snow. It looked like a lot of fun. Do you enjoy the snow? And I saw it even you putting snow on your shirtless and you're rubbing snow on your arms and stuff. Are you enjoying the snow out in Albuquerque?
Mm-hmm. Charles, you Instagram чи харсан чинь нөгөө цас Albuquerque цас орсон байсан гинэ. Тэгээ цас орсон чинь чааг нөгөө таргаар голгожсэн видео болоо change mention дээр нөгөө цас түрхчихсэн нэг арсан байна гинэ. Тэгээд ер нь цас нь дуртай ёо гинэ.
Цас нь дуртай. Монголд бол маш хөвгтэн. Тэгээд дөрвөн өдрөл болตก. энд бол тийм хүүтэн биш. Тэгээ ууланд гараад засаарад явахад бол бас маш гоё байсан. Аа тэр чаргаар уулахад бол бас хүүхэд байхдаа ууланд дээрээс цан чаргаар уулахдаг гэсэн. Тэгээ хүүхэд насаа дарсаад ихгүй хөжилтэй байсан. Засаар засан дөл ер нь дуртай.
Yeah, now you know he's from Mongolia. So in Mongolia it is really cold, so it's, you know, snowed in roughly 3 out of the 4 seasons. So yeah, he loves it. In Albuquerque it's not that cold, so when he did have the opportunity to go to the mountains and see some snow, it was great, you know, very nostalgic. And you know, as a kid he used to, you know, do a bunch of sledding in the from the mountains, so it was very a nostalgic feeling. He had a great time, he loves it.
Now we get this big fight in Columbus, March 26th with Chris Gutierrez. How do you see it playing out? Do you see a fourth straight first round knockout? What do you think?
За энэ одоо ирж байгаа тулаанда ер нь яаж тулаан ер нь яаж явна гэж төсөөлж байна гинэ. Ахад нэгдүгээр раундараа дутуу гарах та гаргана гэж төсөөлж байна гинэ.
Яг одоо тэгэж ингээд дуусах юм шиг гэдэг юм уу? Тэмээ бол үгүйс юм байхгүй. Гэхдээ бас магадлал бол байгаа. Энд дээр ер нь дуусчих.
Yeah, he has no specific plans in terms of, you know, what round he's going to get the finish, but he's definitely looking to get the finish.
Now, if you go out there and this fight goes the way you think it will, that'll be 4 straight wins, and then you get in that place where you have a little bit of juice in a whole lot of momentum, 4 wins in a row. Could we see you get on the microphone, call somebody out? Do you have somebody in mind that you're thinking about on March 26th with the victory? I know we're not looking past Chris, but do you have somebody in mind? You don't have to tell me, but I'm just curious if you're thinking about that.
Юкчин, одоо ирэх тулаанда тэгээд одоо төсөөлснөөрөө ингээ хажлаа гэж бодлоо. Дахиад одоо нэгдүгээр раунд дутуу гаргалаа гэж бодлоо. Тэгвэл одоо 4 дараалал хажчихад ер нь хажсныхаа дараа ер нь ямарваа нэгэн тамирчин одоо гэж дуудмаар байна уу? Тим тултах тамирчин хүсэлтэй тим тамирчин байгаа юу гэж асууж байна.
А тулд хүсэлтэй тамирчин бол байгаа байгаа. Тэгээд ял тавуулчаад дуудаа. Тэгээд тоо филинг одоо юу ямар байх нь тэлээс л талнаа.
Yeah, he you know, he definitely has someone in mind. But you guys are going to have to tune in and find out.
Look at you. I love it. I love it. Promoting the fight, promoting the card. What does the rest of the year look like for you in your eyes? Like how many times do you want to fight in 2022?
Ер нь 2022 онд ер нь ер нь энэ жил ер нь чамд ямар харагдаж байна? Ер нь хэдэн удаа тулдмаар байна?
Энэ жил бол маш сайхан харагдж байгаа. Тэгээд ер нь завгүй жил байх аа. Тэгээд ямгийн багтаал 3-4 удаа бол тулдмаар байна.
Yeah, this year is, you know, is looking great for him. You know, he feels great and he's definitely planning on, you know, staying busy and hopefully getting, you know, at a minimum 3-4 fights this year.
Nice. And then last thing, big title fight coming up in your division, April 9th, 2 weeks after your fight with Chris between Aljamain Sterling and Piotr Jan, a big rematch. We all know how that first fight ended. Who do you think wins that fight and why?
За чиний тулааны 2 тулааны дараа ёо Aljamain Sterling Piotr Jan хоёрын тулаан болох юм байна. Аврагийн төлөө тэр тулаан чиний бодолд ер нь яаж явна гэж бодож чинь хэн хожно гэж бодож чинь тэгээ яагаад гинэ.
Тэгээ шинэ аврагт өрөөсөө л гэж бодож юм доо. Эхний ялаасаа гэж хэсэж чинь. Ер нь нэг хүн бас удаан байснаас бас солигдоод яваад гоё сонирхолтой санагдаж байгаа.
Yeah, he's excited. He's looking forward to the fight, and he likes the idea of a new fighter coming up and winning the championship. So you know, he's always rooting for the up and coming title eliminator slash number one contender.
Fair enough, Dana. I appreciate you jumping on here for the first time. I appreciate it very much. Anything else you want to get off your chest before we say goodbye, sir?
За ярилцсан үгсэнд өстө баярлаа. Тэгээ бид нар өндөртлөхөөс өмнө ямарваа нэгэн юм мессеж юм уу, ямарваа нэгэн юм фэнүүдтэй хэлмээр байна уу гинэ.
За тэгээ намайг дэмжиж хурцлж байдагт одоо фэнүүдтэй үгэнд маш баярлаа. Тэгээ тэлэн алдах боломж ашиг хичээг болно.
Yeah, he says to all his supporters and fans, he's very thankful and, you know, he really appreciates the support and he's not going to let you guys down.
Great. Thank you again, Dana. All the best to you this month for in the gym, getting ready for the fight and in the fight itself. And thank you very much. Toby, thank you very much as well.
Thank you. Mr. Baer,
thank you very much.
Юу ирэх тулаанд их амжилттай тултараа гинэ баярлалаа гинэ.
Баярлалаа. Thank you.
All right, let us say hello once again to David Onama. Goodness gracious, what a performance a little less than 2 weeks ago at UFC Vegas 48. Knocks out Gabriel Benitez in brutal fashion and made a bunch of extra coin in the long run for different reasons. Bonus, missed weight misses, man goes in there, gets four paychecks, living the dream right now, David. Not a bad night at the office, was it not?
Nah, man, not at all, man. at all.
So how are you? How's life been the last, I think, 12 days as we're talking right now, 11, 12 days since that knockout? How has life been since the big win?
Life's been good, man. Life's been really good. I'm still recovering from the fight, you know. I still kind of, you know, busted up. It's no swollen, but I still don't have, like, my full vision. So it's a little bit kind of bothering me. You know, body's still sore. My leg's still healing up, you know. But, you know, it's getting better day by day. So, you know, I'm all good.
Yeah, I was going to ask how, I mean, the early stages of that fight, classic Gabriel Benitez, landing those kicks to the legs, to the body. That's something he's known for, trying to land those big shots. What were those next couple days like for you? What was the day after like? Was it a painful day?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
The day after the fight, because of Benitez's style with the kicks to the legs, to the body, does all that work. What was Sunday like for you the day after the fight? Were you hurting? Were you limping around a bit?
Oh man, like right after the fight, actually, I went to the hospital, like literally, like immediately. That's why I didn't do the post conference.
Yeah.
Like I didn't do that at all. Went straight to the hospital from there. And, you know, well, before I went to the hospital, I actually talked to Dana White. You know, he wanted to see me in his office, you know, for the 50K. It was crazy. He was like, I want to see David Onama, bring him to my office. And, you know, my eye, like, I couldn't even see. My eye was hurting. I'm like, man, I want to talk to him before I go to the hospital. And they took me to his office. You know, he awarded me the 50K bonus, you know, talked to him a little bit, you know, what I want next and, you know, stuff like that. And then from there, I went straight to the hospital, got checked out. Yeah, man, it was a life-changing moment for me, man, you know. But yeah, on that Sunday, I was hurting. Like, I couldn't see, couldn't walk, still got crunches. Like my leg was swollen, you know, body hurting from the body shots. Man, I was pretty beat up that night.
You get the shoulder tap. Dana White wants to see you after this win. And he goes and tells you, and you have this conversation. Like, that's crazy, man. Like, what are you thinking immediately after when they're telling you that Dana White wants to see you in his office?
And I was just speechless, man. I'm like, man, this can't be real. There's no way this is happening, you know? I'm like, no way, Dana. I'm like, bro, Dana don't want to see me. You know, it was finally like, you know, it was finally good meeting them, you know? First time ever meeting the president, you know, of the UFC, you know, always wanted to meet him. You know, it's finally a dream come true for me, you know? I was going to stop smiling, man, when I saw him. It was like, wow, this is really Dana White. He really wanted to see me.
So he told you right then and there that you were getting the bonus?
Yeah. He was like, man, holy crap. Like, you are, man, he's like, you are something special. Because he watched that Mason Jones fight.
Yeah.
The Apex, he watched that one too. He was very impressed. And then me coming back 3 weeks later, I mean, you know, me taking this fight on another 3 weeks, you know, like, he knew what I was going to bring to the table. You know, he knew I was going to come out and fight, because, you know, he saw me from my Mason Jones fight, so he knew what I was capable of doing this fight. You know, that's what I was the main event on the prelim. You know, I was the closing out, you know, deal for the main event. So that's pretty awesome. Just like him recognize me and getting to know me and, you know, give me a shout out and, you know, stuff like that. Like, that really meant a lot to me, you know, because I feel like now he knows that, you know, I really belong in this organization, and him giving me that shout out, you know, really meant a lot to me, because that's all I ever wanted was to be in the UFC, you know, like when I was a kid. and just finally being in there and, like, you know, getting a shout out from the boss, man, it's crazy, man. Like,
I know you had to go to the hospital after, but when fighters have performances like you had, oftentimes you have to watch the rest of the card and you have to, like, kind of sit on your hands and make sure that nobody had a better finish than you. You're kind of sweating it out that
you
may or may not get a bonus. So that must have taken some weight off of your shoulders. Yeah, you had to go to the hospital, and yeah, there's better place, there's other places you'd rather be, but you already know you're getting that extra 50 G's, right? Like, how relieving is that?
Man, it was very relieving, man. It's like I said, man, this is what I wanted to do, man. It's a dream come true for me. You know, it changed my whole life, man. You know, just the whole fight and, like, the bonus, like, literally it changed my whole life. Like, I'm at a better place in my life right now than I've ever been in, you know? And I'm just grateful, man. You know, it's my life changed, you know? Like, I'm grateful, man. Life is good, man. You know, I just can't wait for the next opportunity that's given to me, you know? So
the whole story, the whole story of the fight, I mean, at least the bigger part heading in was he misses weight by 2 pounds. He's had his issues before. I mean, as soon as we saw the miss, there was no way you weren't taking the fight. We knew it was 1,000,000% you were going to fight, but how did you react to that? Was there obviously no hesitation there, but how did you react to finding out that he didn't make weight?
Yeah, my coach, my head coach, James Krause, told me that Benitez, you know, missed weight. To me, first thing that popped up was, I'm still fighting no matter what. You know, like, I didn't even care about the purse. I don't care how much it was going to take out or whatever. I didn't even care about the purse. I just wanted the fight to still continue. You know, as long as I was still, like, fighting, you know, I was happy, you know what I mean? So, you know, him missing weight, obviously, you know, he came out and, you know, didn't do his job. You know, I came out and did my job. So just me doing my job, I want to come out there and, you know, and do my job and still fight, you know, because I came out, you know, more of a professional and than he did, you know. So I told Krause, I'm like, man, is the fight still going on? Like, I'm still fighting. He's like, yeah, you know, but I'm still going to take the fight. And I'm like, all right, good. And I'm good with it. But if he would have, like, pulled out, then that would have upset me. You know, because all that work I put in and, like, in the gym and, you know, just preparing myself for the fight, you know, him pulling out, that would have really, you know, let me down, because I really want to show the world that, you know, like, I belong here, you know, and get my first win in UFC. So, yeah, man, when I heard that, I was like, man, I still want to fight, you know, and the fight continued, and, you know. And I changed my life. I knew I was going to change my life after this fight, too. So I was really upset when he was going to pull out. I'm like, man, don't you pull out, man. I still want to fight you no matter what. I don't care if you miss weight by 20 pounds. Like, I want to fight. You know, and then just like me cutting weight, you know, like, I'm exhausted and everything I just been through. Like, I did everything right for the fight, you know. So for the fight to be canceled, man, that was going to hurt me. So I'm just glad it, you know, it's continued. You know.
So when you say you knew your life was going to change heading into this fight, what do you mean by that? Like, how so? Like, financially, just everything, like, career wise, like, what did you mean by that specifically?
I just knew I was going to win this fight. Like, there's no way in my mind that I was going to lose this fight at all. You know, like, I before the fight even got offered, I'm like, whoever I fight next in the UFC, I'm going to win the fight. Like, no matter what, you're going to have to kill me. So when I got Benitez, I told myself, I'm like, I'm not about to be 2-0 in a UFC. You know, I already told myself that. You know, I wake up every day telling myself I'm not losing my next UFC fight. Like, I'm just like, man, this, you know, I'm not losing. You know, that's what I meant by, you know, me going in there and just kind of, you know, perform and show the world that I belong to the UFC. You know, that's, I just want to come out and fight, you know, and show the world that I belong here, you know. So,
yeah, I mean, even in the loss to Mason, I mean, like I've told you in the past, we have a matchmaking show. It seemed like every week when there was a featherweight fight and somebody in your at 145 or even 155 won a fight, it was always, I want to see this guy fight David Onama. You were probably one of the most mentioned names. People just wanted to see you fight. Like, even in the loss, just the way you performed, you got a lot of fans behind you, What has it been like now since you got the knockout win? Because you already had him, and now you're getting more. Has your social media like exploded since that knockout?
Oh man, it's been going crazy. Like just all the love I was getting, because from that Mason Jones fight, everybody was like, "Bro, you're gonna come back so much better. Like back to your, like your original way, 145. You're gonna do so good, man. Just keep your head up, you know, and just keep, you know, keep going, you know." And man, I just had like those people that hit me up about the Mason Jones fight. Or the same people that messaged me and saying, man, congratulations. I told you how your life was going to change and how good you're going to do at this weight division. You know, 45 is all yours. You know, you're going to be top 10, top 15 in next year. Like the same people that messaged me on Mason Jones' file, the same people that messaged me back telling me how, like, my life was going to change at 145, you know, and it's it all came true, man. I just, you know, read the message, and it was good messages too. Like it wasn't like anything like hateful or anything like that. It was really like genuine question, you know. So just went off from there, man. Read them all, like just swiping, and I had literally like 100+ requests on my inbox, even on Twitter. When Twitter was blowing up, Facebook, literally like everybody was just showing me love, you know. So that really meant a lot to me, because you know I showed them what I can do, and I kept my head up and just kept pushing.
You got fans. Yeah. You're in the biggest stage in the world and you got a bunch of fans two fights in. Not a lot of people can say that.
I know. It's crazy, man.
How did it really feel crazy being back at 145 though? I mean, you went in at 155, didn't have to cut. You still had to cut weight because, I mean, you're a pretty big guy, but going back to 145, just being in that octagon and moving around and fighting back at 145 compared to the Mason Jones fight. How did that feel?
Well, it felt good, man. You know, I'm back to my original weight, like I said. This is, you know, it's where I do best at, you know. So just me being back at my original weight is, you know, what I wanted, you know. Next fight, I just want like a full fight camp, you know. That's all I'm asking for is next fight is if I get a full fight camp. Instead of, my Mason Jones fight, I took the fight on, you know, 4-day notice, and then this one on 3-week notice, but I still feel like, once I get like a full fight camp, I can still go out there and perform like how I did my last fight, you know? Just giving me more time and just to train, I'm going to perform way better. You know, I felt like I could have performed better my last fight. You know, I feel like I did all right, you know, even on 3 weeks notice, but I feel like I can do so much better just like full fight camp.
I feel good.
You know, so. Yeah, I feel good, man. Back to featherweight. So
there you go. So you mentioned that one of the things you talked to Dana White about is what would be next for you. So what is next for you? What is he thinking? What were you thinking? I know you still got to heal up, and you're still a little dinged up from the fight. And because I mean, it just happened like less than 2 weeks ago, and it was a crazy fight for as long as it lasted. But what did you and Dana talk about from that standpoint?
Yeah, I told Dan I want to get back in either April or May. He's like, man, we'll get you back in, man, just heal up, and, you know, we'll go from there. So as far as right now, I just want to, you know, get back to, you know, I just want to heal up, you know, recover a little bit, and then get right back to work on Monday and then start over again, you know. Hopefully I get a full fight camp this time and, you know, come out and do what I do best. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Anybody that sticks out to you? Like anybody you just want to get in there and chuck hands with? Because, I mean, there's featherweight is super fun right now, man, and you're a great addition to it. So, I mean, anybody in there you just want to chuck hands with and just have some fun? Not even in a trash-talking way, just a reasonable next step up for you.
As in right now, I don't really have nobody to call out. You know, I'm just going to – you know, this is my first win in the UFC. You know, like, I just want to be humble, man, and at least win 3 fights in a row, you know? And then maybe start calling people out, because I don't want to be that guy just calling people out off one win in UFC. That'll make me look bad, because they're going to be like, oh, bro, he's won one fight. You think he's a shit. But then I'm like, I know I'm the shit. So I'm going to be humble and work my way up, you know, even though I know I can compete in that, you know, in that high level. I'm just not going to call anybody out yet. You know, it'll make me look good if I win 3 fights in a row and then start calling people out instead of just winning one and, you know. So I'm not going to do that now, but there is some guys out there that I want to call out. I'm going to save it, you know, I'm going to save it after these 3 wins in a row and then I'm going to call them out. So as of now, but nah, I'm not going to.
All right. You actually, You actually just reminded me of something now that we mentioned it, because I asked you a very similar question after the Mason Jones fight, and you said, nah, I didn't even have a UFC win. I haven't even thought about that. Like, I can't be calling people out. But you said after you won your first UFC fight, you would let me know one of the names that you had in mind. I remember that. Give me one. You promised. Give me one. You promised. Dream fight or something you want in the future. You're not an official call out. The headline's not going to say David Onama called out this person, but what makes sense? You promised.
All right, man. I'm going to go with Max Holloway.
Okay. I love it.
I want Max Holloway. But that's in the future, you know, after getting after I build myself more, get 3 fights in a row and just keep, you know, developing. And then we'll see what the future brings. You know, when I get in top 10 or top 15 or top 10, then I'm going to start kind of calling people out like, this is who I want. You know, I can do this. I can do that. And, you know, but as of now, I'm really nobody, you know. I'm somebody, but I'm still nobody, you know, if that makes sense. So
that's the dream fight. Being humble, Max Holloway.
To me, being humble is the key, man. That's really how you're going to get better, man. You know, just being you, man, and being yourself is what really gets you the wins, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I see it, you know?
It's the right attitude, you know,
from
man.
Even from the Mason Jones fight, I've been humble, got right back to the grind, and you know, just kept working, you know, and look what my last fight did. It changed my whole life just because of that, you know. So, yeah. Man, I'm happy, man.
I can see it. You know, those listening on the audio, you can't see it, but this man is smiling ear to ear. It really, it's refreshing to see this day and age, especially with everything going on in the world right now. It's nice to see a smile on somebody's face, right?
It's crazy. Yeah. Super crazy, man.
So we got big title fight coming up in a couple of weeks. Alexander Volkanovski versus the Korean Zombie in your division, belt on the line, a belt that someday you would like to get towards, I would assume. So who do you think wins that fight? Who are you leaning towards? How do you break that one down?
Man, that's gonna be a really good fight. You know, I don't know who's gonna take it, but I know I'm for sure gonna watch. You know, I'm gonna watch those guys. You never know what the future brings. I love watching the featherweight fights because, like, me growing up, I used to watch Gary Benitez fight all the time. And, like, I haven't told anybody this, but for some reason, I was like, I might make it to the UFC one day and fight, you know, this guy. So I need to start studying more on these fighters, you know? Like, when Gary Benitez fought Sadiq Youssef, I was watching that fight too, and I told myself, you know, I might make it to the UFC and fight one of these dudes. Like, you never know. And then 3 weeks later, last weekend, I get to fight Gilbert Benitez. And I was just talking about this like 2-3 years ago. I'm like, wow, bro, I might fight Gilbert Benitez one day or Sadiq Youssef. And then 3 weeks later, last weekend, I fight Gilbert Benitez, which is like, it just blew my mind. I'm like, wow, this is really. It's like everything I talk about is becoming to reality, you know? So I'm going to watch the zombie fight, man. And, you know, you never know. Funny. Yeah, you never know, man. But I don't know who's going to win that fight, man. It's going to be a really good bout. So I'm going to tune in and just take notes, you know? Hopefully in the future I get to fight him, you know? So
now you got me all fired up for a future David Onama versus Sadiq Youssef fight, man. Oh, man. Inject that in. I want to see that one someday. Next year, and 18 months or so, I think maybe the stars will align for something like that.
Man, we can do it whenever. Just let me heal up, and we'll see what you know, the UFC one knows to do. So, yeah, like I said, man. I'm not coming out of here right now. I'm just going to, you know, be humble, man.
Yeah.
So
humble's the way to go.
We'll see.
Humble's the way to go. Yep. We got this big main event coming up on Saturday where things are going to get ugly in the trash talk department. So again, this is the counterbalance of what we're going to see between Covington and Masvidal all week long. So
that fight about to be epic. Who you got on that fight?
I think Colby's going to win. I just think he's got too many ways to win. But that first 8-9 minutes of that fight, not saying Masvidal will get tired or anything, but if Masvidal, I mean, he can land one shot and change lives. I mean, you know what that's like, being a guy who can deliver with that kind of power. But I think if Colby could just put that pace on him and start landing takedowns and getting on top of him and just kind of wearing him out. I just, since the fight was even discussed, that's kind of what has been in my mind, but Masvidal is doing a real good job at making this think that making me think that I could be totally wrong here, which is good.
You never know what he does though. You know, he always shocked the world. So you can't count him out though. So
nope.
You don't know, man. Them knees might come again. You do not know.
I'm very intrigued by it. I was very intrigued about, I picked Masvidal to beat Usman in the rematch. Masvidal convinced really? Me. He convinced me. I was like, something weird's going to happen. I had that feeling. And then to see how that fight ended, holy cow.
Cut out the Africans.
No, I didn't. I didn't want to all week. It was just like 30 minutes before the card started. I had to make my like final pick. I was like, you know what? I'm going. I'm throwing the Hail Mary on Masvidal. And I was so wrong. And I like convinced other people to feel the same way with how passionate I was about it. But yeah, it's a great, I mean, for a fight with no title on the line, this is about as good as it gets, man. It's personal. It's heated. I think things might get ugly during the week where I'm just going to be over the fight by Friday, but eventually those two are going to stand in that cage and they're going to throw punches at each other. And it's going to be a blast.
100%. I'm excited for it, man. It's going to be a banger.
Absolutely. David, next time you're in that octagon, it is sure to be a banger as well. So thank you very much for the time. Congratulations on the big win. Thank you for sharing all these fun stories and heal up. And hopefully we see you back April, May, and they're doing what you do best at 145 pounds, man. Thank you for the time. Congratulations. And save that money. That's what James Krause would be telling you, right?
Yeah, for sure. I'm not touching that money at all. I'm going to invest it and do great things with it, you know? So
absolutely. Smart man.
Thanks for the update. Thank you for the update. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend. Take care.
You too, brother. Thank you.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.